It's the fall of 1996. I've been a staff writer at The New Yorker since 1974. I work for a number of editors, and at this point, Tina Brown is the editor. Those proverbial tales of adversarial relationships between writers and editors, I've managed to avoid all that. I like Tina. She and I have a clear working understanding. I've just spent 4 years writing a book that was supposed to have taken me a year and a half, during which I haven't been available to write many pieces for the magazine. So our understanding is that in Tina's office, in her desk, there is a special drawer. In that drawer is a jar. In that jar are my testicles. One morning, my phone rings. Tina. Trump. Donald Trump. I've just had breakfast with him at the Plaza. You're going to write a profile of him. You're absolutely going to love him. He's totally full of ish. You'll love him. I've told him he'll love you. You're doing it. Which indicates that I am doing it. I get to work. This takes several months. I go places with Trump. I try to understand his ways of doing business, the nuts and bolts, the smoke and mirrors. Early on, we reach our own working understanding. I tacitly accede to his assumption that I am his tool. It's Trump's world. I may watch and listen and occasionally ask questions. When permitted, I am a fly on the wall. Otherwise, as far as he's concerned, I don't really exist. This, by the way, I regard as optimal working conditions. Unaccustomed though I am, I have to take Donald Trump seriously. Among other tasks, I must read many books with his name and photograph on the cover, ghostwritten books ostensibly composed by Donald Trump. The overarching theme of this oeuvre would echo several years later, greatly amplified in The Apprentice. We both know that you're a complete putz, but you're at least allowed to fantasize about what my life is like. And that is, in fact, what I want to do. During our first encounter in his office in Trump Tower, I grasped that whoever or whatever I had previously imagined Trump to be, he is foremost a performance artist. Appearance is never not, at some level, artifice. My objective is to apprehend the person within the persona. Many books and hundreds of articles have also been written about Trump, and I read those too. There's no point in asking Trump questions he's answered in print already. Anyway, I can come up with a few new ones. Say, does Donald Trump have an interior life? No one's ever asked him that, I bet.